Sikhism and Parshas Tzava. To start.
Good morning. I always say, you know, spare a thought for the Parsha, Parsha Shavua, that comes out the Svichas Yom Tov. It sort of gets overlooked. But just to begin with, this week's Parsha, Parsha Tzava, deals with the Shemayna Begodim, the Big Day Kahuna. And it begins with the words Va'ato Tetzava, Va'ato is Gimatria Yom Kippurim, which Gimatria Hippul Purim Akhil, which we know Yom Kippur and Purim are Chaynuhach. And they're all connected to eight. I've said like countless times, eight is always eight begodim, eight begodim. Relates to that which is transcendent and otherworldly, and Lamay Limanateva, and Lamay Limanasechel, right? And therefore, that's the avoida of Yom Kippur, which was the B'shnei Se'irim, right? You have a goyrel, something of a goyrel, like Purim. The goyrel is something which defies logic. If you have logic, you don't need a goyrel now, right? And therefore, Shnei Se'irim is Gimatria, Sheir Shanela. On that Madrega, where the Pasuk of Malachi says, Hale'ach Esav Liyankiv Ne'um Hashem Ve'oyev Es Yankiv. On that level, where everything, light, darkness, everything is the same, from that figure, the Eibishter loves Yankiv. And it's interesting, the Mashgiach writes, that Hale'ach Esav Liyankiv is Gimatria Goyrol. On that level, where Or Haman and Baruch Morcha is the same Gimatria, literally, right? Ve'oyev Es Yankiv. And therefore, Shmoyne Begodim is Gimatria Gavoya Chamishim Amo, the Sharanun, which is again, the Ma'ilim and Aseichu. So far, that's the general theme. What always bothered, from Yishayna, from Kadmoinim, until everyone Kachluch, I understand Pasha Shmini, starts off with Shemen Amish, Atat Tzavah, the Shemen, Shemen again, Shmoyne, eight. Everything is great. Then you come to Shvi, you're okay, you know? The world, right? We're dealing with big Parshas Truma. We dealt at great length with the Binyan HaMishkan. Then we deal in Parshas Tetzaveh with the big Tikkun. I was getting fine. I got it all, right? Mitamol Shvi, like leftovers, no editor here, right? Totally out of place, right? And we end off with the pasuk v'chiper aron al karnoisu achas pashona midav chatas akipurim achas pashona yichapro l'der sechem kodesh kodesh ruv Hashem. Hello, right? You don't got to be a rocket scientist, a Kabbalist. Figure out what's this achas pashona? Yom Kippur, yeah, achas pashona. How many achas pashona do you have? You have achas pashona, then achas pashona. Oh, this is what I'm Yom Kippurim is Yom Kippurim. Let me say if you have two achas pashona, this is Yom Kippur. And there's Purim, Alfkin and Feig. Right? In other words, just like Yom Kippur, the Altrebbe famously says, Lifnei Hashem Titoru. The Tara on Yom Kippur comes from Bevchinas Keser, which is higher than a name. Lifnei Hashem. Right? Is Alderach on Purim, one reaches to that level, which is... That's the end. I have no time to elaborate here, but if anyone has a double-digit IQ, could figure out themselves. That's the Indian. What it says in Sforim that the Chiyuv of Purim is Chayiv Inish Lebesumi Pur Ad Lo Yoda, right? And you ask the obvious, glaring question, Ad Lo Yoda. So you mean you're giving Hoido, Shemach Hoido to the Eibishter on this Gewaldige miracle, this Gewaldige Yom Tov, where you got Lehudim, I said, Oyrav Asimcha Vesasi Vyakor, how? That you're running around Shikr Kaloit, and you don't know Benyaminim and Smoiloi, right? Ad Lo Yoda, right? How is that a... The subshat is, it's Yoda. You have to reach the level of... to realize the difference between Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai is not based on Yediyah. It's not based on logic. We show it by Taka drinking wine, right? But the purpose is to reach the level of a Yid, which is his superiority, his godless, is not based on he knows a thousand more blot than the Shikra Goy next door. It's like Andra Mitzias. The Adeloyoda is the difference between Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Think it out yourself, right? And therefore, just like Yom Kippur is a Bechina from from Lifnei Hashem Titoru, Shara Chamishim, etc., etc. Right? And therefore, in Parshas Tetzave, which we deal with the Shemoneh, etc., etc., the name of Moshe also doesn't appear. It's like Lifnei, am I higher than the Yinushim? Higher than logic, higher than rationality, higher than Zman, higher than Mokim. And now you understand, well, you'll understand even better later, hopefully, the Mizbeach HaKetores. What does Keteres mean? Keteres means to connect, Kesher. The Kesher of a Yid, the Achas Bashar and Yom Kippur, not based on logic, not based on worthiness, whether he's Zeich or not, we're Zeich, right? Since the Torah is the blueprint of creation, right? Then it's the place of Mizbeach HaKetores in Torah Gufa, in the blueprint, is also Shalei Bizman and Shalei Bibimkei. You with me? And therefore you could transcend and you bring the Kedusha of Yom Kippur on Pur, Achas Pashona twice. And therefore I understand that Keteres, Sam and Dakas, Gimachia, Sharach Hamishim, Roshiach says, Mizbeach Mikter HaKetores, is Gimachia, Venahapichu, Asher Yishim, Do Ayudim. It's all the same, the Kuda, the same idea. To understand this, in Zohar HaKodesh, Parshas Vayakel, is Mayrich, unbelievable, about the haflaw of Keteres. Let's give you a few examples. He says, Mandel is the stakel, ukori, uchol yoyim, uvdil, dikteres, someone who every day looks into and reads the Parshas HaKodesh, you save him, mikol, il, amil, and bishin, will be saved from any negativity, umikol, pegoyin, bishin, umihurin, bishin, umimoysna, will be saved from Yehurim Roim, from death, the lo yistakol hu yoyma, the lo yochol shul tzitra'acha l'sholtabei, the tzitra'acha can't have any shlita on someone who is makpid to say keteres with kavona, right? And then the Amar Rav Shimon, yav b'nei nosh yodek hamiloy u'du keteres, if people would only know the power, the potency of keteres, have a natal called Mila Mila Kikisur de Davo. They would, every word would be chashed to them like a crown of gold. Right? And the Zohar says, Man the Dina Rodef Abasrei Itzrik HaKeteres, someone who dinim, harshness, penalty, sufferings, is running after him, he has to be, and therefore for that reason we're Makdim Keteres. I don't know why in English, the prayer book, what's it called? It's English prayer book. The mashmit of Torah. It's punk to one thing that's so important, right? In Zohar says, Mefudrish, that you have to say Keteres every day before davening. That is, that Rabbi Shmelka brings that with Keteres, you can be Yachid Yechudim, like in Kriyashma. It's like the biggest, in certain Chassidish Kreisen. I'll tell you a story. There's a sefer called Bipkudech Asicha for Rabbi Shem Nachum Teubenfeld, the Mashpia in Square in New York, in America. And he brings in a ma'aseh that in the Mashkiach of Tervidas, or Mishra Wilson, Shlita, he was miyasin, his besmedrish that they should say Keteres, like the Takon of Rebekah of Stalin, in his Horus HaKodesh, as Horus HaKodesh, that every day they say Karbonis and Keteres, they say it with Bitzibur, not like Chaplap and Nisafim Hoidu, but they say it on Bitzibur properly, Kavona. And he says the Mashkiach had needed a shvera operation on the hearts. And he had bitachon, but it was not easy going. And suddenly in the middle of the operation, he had a cholum, that an ish zokin, didn't say who, came to him and said, Zosef nish, have bitachon, the operation is going to be successful, you'll have a complete refuah shlema, right? And you should know that's because you made this takon and you're besmedged. And Rabbi Yochanan of Stalin said that all the krenk of our generation, the machla yedua, the refua is, the biggest skula is to say keteres b'tzibur. Right? The chal is brought in svarim akdashim keteres b'tzibur, like has the koyach of tzaddikim, etc., etc. The reason is, it says in Tikkunim, that a tefillah, that without hashroyas hashchina, is not tefillah. Tefillah only works, it's effective, hashroyas hashchina. Whether there is Hashra'at Shechina or not depends on what. Over by Keteres brings the Shechina. There's a Tavchum in this week's Parsha that says, after their Bitzal made the Mishkan, everything was made, everything was displayed, and they were makir the Karbonis, and they were ma'arach, they put the Shechina Karbonis on the Mizbeach, and they arranged the shulchan and the menorah. Everything was done. The Shechina wasn't shayr in the Mishkan until Keteris. Keteris is that which is mashra the Shechina, and that which is malami. It's an igur on Tfilas Yisrael, and it's the Zohar says it's maver the zuama, etc., etc. And therefore, how many samamonim of Keteris are there? 11. Kineged, what do you know in Purim's coming up, right? This Haman, how many sons are swinging on the gallows with Haman? 10. 10 and 1. Last time I did mathematics was 11. And there's 11 kichos of Sitra Achra. The Yud Aleph, some of them of Keteris, are the antidote to the Yud Aleph kichos of, which is the idea that the Baruch Shomer says, Chayiv Inish Lebesume Bipuria. Yeah, the Besume means to be mantic, the dinam of negativity, right? The Or Haman. That's why by the Besum you had to chop it up. Hodik, hatev, hodik. So the chelbana, that which is the recharo, that which is negative, should be totally consumed in this battle in the other 10 samamonim, which recham are toiv. That's the inyan of, you get rid of the Or Haman in the Baruch Morche. And this idea is important in many Sfarim HaKadoshim. By the way, you see this idea of that the Zohar says there's nothing in the Beis Hamikdash which is more chashuv, more chavid by the Eibershter than Keteris, by the fact that one of the names of the Beis Hamikdash is called Har HaMeriah. Why is it called Har HaMeriah? Rashi told us at the end of Parshas Chayesara, because there you had the ner, the besamim, and Miloshen Reach, right? Yes, Rashi says. Okay, and therefore through that is Ashra'as Ashkidu. The whole Beis Hamikdash, all the Avodah of Beis Hamikdash is called after the Avodah of the Keteris, right? And that's why the famous Medrash, everyone always quotes, it says twice in the Torah Lech Lecha, Ve'eini Yedeya, which one is more Chav, Lech Lecha L'Eretz Maria, by the Akedah, or the first Lech Lecha, the Leib Shal Zavram, Lech Lecha, Me'atzcha, right? When it says El Eretz Maria is the Charaya, what's the Raya from Lech Lecha to say Eretz Maria? Because we know in Sforim HaKadoshim that before Binyan Beis HaMikdash, even by the Goyim, the Har HaBayis, right, was always a place of tefillah. When Yitzchok took his wife Rivka to Davin, where did they Davin? It says in Perek Devilezer, right, on Har HaMeriah. Why? Because that was the place of Akedas Yitzchok. And there was no carbon ever that was or will be in history which was chashuv by the Eibishter more than the Akedah. Where did the Akedah take place? Can anyone tell me? I know it was in Har HaMeriah. I knew that also. It says impossible. I say it every day. Hello? Where in Har HaMeriah? Which Mizbeah? Okay. You're getting warmer as we play with children again, yeah? In Rav Mifano, in various places, Dafka by the Mizbeah HaKadosh. The Chorish tells the Shaila, if you're bringing up a carbon oilo, I would have said, where should you bring up a carbon oila? On the Mizbeach HaChitzit. That's when you bring up carbonis. But Davke, it was brought on the Davke to the Blazer, etc., etc. Therefore, when it says, Vayikra Eilav Malach Min HaShemayim, where did this voice come from? You know what it says in the Blazer? Mibein Shnei HaKruv. From the place that was the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it came out. Where could you hear the voice from the Kohen? When the Kohen Gadol went to Davin on Yom Kippur, and he would say a Tefillah Ketzorah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the only place you could hear it was by the Mizbeach HaKadoshim. You couldn't hear it by the Mizbeach HaKadoshim. Hello? So the Mokim Kabbalah, Tefillah, when you hear Tefillah, right, is Dafka connected to Mizbeach HaKadoshim. Right? You with me? Okay? Therefore, that became a place of tefillah, right? And that's why David HaMelech says, Tikun Keteris, Tikun Tefillasi Keteris Lefanecha. My tefillah should be accepted like the Keteris, which even before the Beis HaMikdash, even though generally tefillah is going to come on the Tikun. Or but David HaMelech Davin, that the Ebesha should accept my tefillahs like the Mizbeach, the tefillahs on Mizbeach HaKeteris by Yitzchak and Rivka, which is before Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And therefore it's brought in Sfarim HaKadoshim, Zohar, that Keteris is a school of Tshuva, for Bittul of the Yitzhara, etc., etc. The Rebbe Bechariah says, Rebbe Medrash and Tachum in this week's Pasha, all other Karbonas come through sin, usually. Acheh, Achatos, and Osham, Oilah comes from Achshava, right? Keteris comes from Simcha. It's a Simcha Dika offering. Take Medrash and Rabbi Harichas. You don't got to be a genius to work out, right? Purim is a yomtif of Keturis. How do you know? Mordechai min atoyre minayi, and she have ato kachlok of the sum in mardroir, Mordechai, Oisi is Mordechai, hello? So Mordechai is besom, but it's also with Mayrech in this maflom. Hello? What is the connection of Purim with Keturis? Dafka, Mordechai is Keturis. Yeah? You remember when, you'll still understand, you won't even understand this now, but you'll probably understand later. When Yankiv Avinu went in to get the brachas from Yitzchak, called to get the brachas, it says Vayorech Ezreach Bigod. So Rashi said Dichlas Imoy Reach Ganeid. Chazal the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamid Zayin says Vayorech Reach Bigod of Al Tikra Bigod of Elam Reach Buigdov. Right? Even people are buigdim in the Eibishter. Right? From that vegan, it appeared to Yankiv to Yitzchak like Reach Ganeid. And the Targum Yainus and the Targum Yishalmi says, it appeared to Yankiv like the Reach of Keturis, which are going to be brought up in the future, Targum Yainus, right? On this mountain of Haramaria. Right? Why is that? Because Keturis represents the Kesher of Eve. The Gemara says, called Tainus, we're in a Tainus today. Called Tainus, She'ein Bei Miposhe Yisrael, right? It's not a Tainus, but the Chelban is also included. This idea that Eve, whatever you are, you're attached to the Eibishter, right? Yes? That's what Yankov Avinu was able to affect when he went in. Yeah? That's the idea of Torah. That's the idea of Purim. Right? And therefore, the Zohar HaKadosh asks, why? I understand the Mizbeach HaChitzim is called the Mizbeach. You shecht. You're the Veach. The Zvich taking place. What do you shecht on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaZov? You shech the Yitzhahor, you shech the Sitra Acher, you shech all the Mestangdim, the Me'ikim, the Shechina. Right? That's what shechted on the Mizbeach and the Inzai Mizbeach. The fee zeh, Sterach Agav, a simple answer, why is it that Purim is celebrated with wine? Dafka the Yidin Omedaktik. What? Sweetheart, there's 100,000 billion trillion reasons. Right? Right? But Yayin, another Minig Yisrael, the people go with masks. Today, the whole world's going with masks. One big Purim, whole year, right? But why does the Purim wear masks, right? What's going on here? When Yankiv Avinu went in, it says in Pasuk, right? Vayovi lo yayin vayesht. Yankiv Avinu brought to Yitzchak his father wine. Could anyone remind me to say anywhere in the Torah that when Yitzchak commanded Esav to bring him? He said anything about wine there? No. When Rivka commanded Yankiv to take his place and go in surreptitiously, she mentioned wine? No. So what did he bring wine for? What? Bingo. You think as a guy. Says the Megal Amukis, the Protner Tzadik. This was Leila Seder. And he brought Shtei Gedea, Chagigo, and Karpis. Alkin, fine. Why did Yisrael wasn't Mitzavah? Because Yankiv is the Ishtom. Yankiv represents the one who's Mechandish Teirish Shabal Peh was Dafkahu Yankiv. So although Yitzchak only commanded the Shnei Gidei, the Korban Pesach, Abri Yankiv Teirish Shabal Peh is Mechandish what? The Yai. Right? The Sfas Emma says, when chronologically, historically, when were Chazal made Dalet Koisis? When was that? When were they masakin dal kuisis? Only after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And to gefell by uns the Korban Pesach, Varemez is the Mishnah, Afilu Oni Sheb Yisrael, Yivkalei Marbet. When Yidin are never going to be a matzav of shiflus of anius, then you need the dal kuisis. In order to mischazik dal kuisis, I can get the four sons, that even the Yidin who are never like, whatever, right? They have to end the Galina Maratzeinu, should also have a kiyum. And that's Dafka the reason that how did Yankov Avinu go in to get the brachos from his father? He was dressed up like Esav. Say the Svarim HaKadoshim, Tzadikim, that even when a Yid b'chitzonius looks like Esav, right, he should also be zeichet to get brachos. And therefore, Purim, we wear disguises, masks, we drink wine, it's all connected to this. And therefore, it's called, Yankov Avinu was called, the Rinoyim, Yankiv is called Ish Tom, right? What do we know about the Tom in the Haggadah? Tom Mahu Omer Mazus. Mazus 453 is Gimatria Hakol Kol Yankiv, which victors over Esav, over Amalek, over the Hamans, which is Gimatria, I said last week, Tivcha, to destroy Zer Amalek, right? And he says, therefore, that the Mirnaim says, therefore, it says in Pasuk, you won't appreciate this at the moment, Umort Chayotza Milfnei HaMelech. Now he's on the up, like now things are going his way, right? Zesh Omer HaKosiv Shmur Tom Ure Yashar Ki Achris Lishosh. And he adds, right? Shmur Tom Seifi Teves 240 Amalek. Ki Achris Lish, Achris stands for Ches is Chocham, Reish is Rasha, Tov is Tom, Aleph Yud is Eini Yideya, right? The Yankov Avinu fights the battle for all the four sons, right? Which also, by the way, Derech Agav fits in, right? When we say at the Seder there are 15 Simon, right? Hello, when you start, you say the Kaddish or Chatzka? Yeah? The Simon, why are they called Simon? You know what you do with a simon? When something is lost. To you master that which is lost with simon. Who's lost? What's the first of the 15 simonim? You know, how do you spell kadesh? Very easy. Kuf, dalet, shin. Spell out kuf, dalet, shin. You get gematria 980. Which is gematria shmurta. Right, which is also Yankiv, connected Yankiv, which is Teresh Alper, which is Gimatria Mikra Mishnah Gemara, which is Gimatria Mishmeres, who Mishmeres, well, whatever. Okay, whatever. What is the Tom asking the Haggadah?
Mazos.
If you're a simple guy and you're a typical Tom, like Miloshan, whatever, Tipish, and Kiloshan, you shall me, Mazos is a deeper question. Oh, give up. What is Mazos besides its Kol Kol Yankiv and Timcha? We know there's a famous word from the Holy Rishoner, Vavadeto es Avoida Hazois Bechoidesh Hazeh. What is the Avoida Hazois? Every school child, I remember this way I heard it when I was like 5 years old, right? Zois is the Avoida Yom Kippur. V'zois Yovei Aron Al Kodesh. Every school child knows Zois is 408, which is called Zoi Mami, 3 times 136. Yes? So the Tom asks, hey, what's going on? It's a yomtiv of freedom, of Sibcha, right? Why did the Rishoner tell me that Vavadetas Avoida Hazois, the Avoida of Yom Kippur, which is like, hello, you're shaking, right? The Chodesh Hazelachem, which is Chodesh Nissan, the Chodesh of Sibcha. And you answer it, the Chodesh Yad, we weren't worthy, and a person needs first his Geula Protis, Karvel Nafi Geula, and then become worthy, right? And therefore, by the way, this also connected Purim. Therefore, Purim 336 is Gimatria Yakabe Vikabe Tzidochenu, which is Gimatria Bnei Chayrin, etc., etc., etc. And then will be the proper Yontif Mordechai wanted, as said originally in the Megillah, Simcha Mishta V'Yontif, which is Gimatria 1177, which is Gimatria Hashem Shalom Vakisa Shalom, and Purim will take a Yontif with Otzim Vasiyas Malacha. After this brief introduction, now we can begin the show. Now, what's going on here? First of all, let me throw in a few questions. Right? Because Yankov Avinu was Masakin, the whole business. He went to Yain, and that was the Acharis, the all four sons. What am I talking about? Let me just push. Pasuk said, the end of the Megillah. Ki emarcha Yehudi, Mishal Melech HaShverish, the Godla, Yehudi, and Venatzor, Echov, Doiver, Toiv, Amoi, the Dover Shalom, Lechol, Zaroi. Can anyone tell me since when is Klal Yisrael Zera Mordechai? How do you know your native of Mordechai? Mushtei. Nachazach, it says that, it says in Medrash, Zoaka Achas Hizik Yankiv Esav. Yankiv Avinu caused Esav to give a Geshrei, right? It says in Pasuk. He gave out a frightening scream, right? Where was he paid back? Esav, where it says, hello, what is the Medrash talking about? Because like 1,000 years before, so Yankiv caused Esav Divrei Geshrei, therefore Haman now was paid back. What's going on? And again, why have wine? Why do you have masks, etc.? Okay. To understand this, we got to know who's who in the Megillah. This is like a fundamental to understand what's going on here. So the Arizal tells us, and say if I feel Gulim is brought in the same Arachik Yinuyim from the Namaz, etc., etc. I've said this like 1,000 times. You can't understand the Megillah without it. Mordechai was the Gilgul of Yankov Avinu, and Haman was the Gilgul of his Zayda Esav Arash. And therefore it says in Poshut, Mordechai la yichev la yishtachave, and he's the whole world is just, you're causing anti-Semitism, you're causing a churban here. Mordechai is obstinate. He's not bowing. Why is he not bowing down? Because there was one time that Yankov Avinu bowed down to whom? Esav, right? And of course, the churban. You'll ask me, as the Chiddush says, but Yankov Avinu who over his name goes to the Shechina Kedusha. Yes, I know that. You know that. We all learn Zohar, and Aber, the children didn't know that. So for the 11 children watching the scene, they thought he was bowing down to Feter Esav. So therefore, they also bowed down. And the Abish is Medakte Tzadiki Chutasayre the Goras and Yevomis, and that became a great pagam. Therefore, Mordechai is the Gilgul and the Tikkun of this pagam of Yankiv. B'shum Oifin Mordechai La Yichel Yishtach. That is Nabu. By the way, this fits into a Targum. Why did Haman hate Mordechai so much? Because he Gidul La Yis Am Mordechai. Says the Targum, they said this is the Enikel of Yankiv who stole the Bechoyra and the Brachas from Ahizayid the Esav. Why is he suddenly? Because he's the Gilgulim of Yankiv and Esav. Right? And if I use Zaka, Mordechai is screaming. Who's he screaming? The Medrash says, does the Abishur not hear Tachnunim that are said softly and screaming? It's like a Kalina Vigay. Why is he screaming? Hello? Yeah? Chazal say he was screaming at Yitzchak. It's your fault. Because you, when he had the Tzaka of Esav, you had a bit of Rachmanis, and you said, Al Charba Chotich, yeah? And because of that, my nation now is being given over the cherev of his Gilgul of Esav. Right? You see so many similarities. When did Esav sell the birthright? For what? Lechem unizid adoshim. When did Haman, Chazal say? You know, Haman and Mordechai went to battle in the army of Ahasuerus in Hindu, in India. Hindu Vakush. Right? And Mordechai was saving his, whatever, for Yom Tov, for Shabbos, whatever. And Haman Zachmal Taiva, right? Live for today. Halitaini, no, now. Right? He ran out of food. So Mordechai said, but you have to write a shtar. And he put it on, right? He wrote it on his Yerech, whole story. Yerech, I ain't coming, couldn't make for an hour on that itself, right? And he became an Eved to Mordechai. History repeats itself. Esav sold away his godless because of Lechem and Zirat Doshim. So Haman sold away his freedom because of Lechem and Zirat Doshim. And that's why it says, Virav Yavoid Soir. Right? Virav. Right? Who do you know who's Virav in the Megillah? Hello, Virav? Hello? Viroy Bonov. How many kids did Haman have? I shouldn't say this in public. I forget. Yeah? 208. Virav. Yavitzoyer is 456, which Gimatri Yankiv Mordechai said the Holy Imrine. You see, everything is Merumiz, and like it goes back to. Yes? So again, who bowed down, by the way, of the Shvatim? All the Yud Beis Shvatim, except for one. Binyamin was born. And therefore, who is Mordechai? Ishvili. I'm not bowing. My chever don't bow down. Right? By the way, and now I understand something else. How many bows, how many prostrations took place? But Yankov says, exactly seven times. But besides Yankov, who else bowed down? His wives. How many wives did he have? Four. How many kids did he have? 11. How much is 11 and 4? And how much is 15 plus 7? 22. For the first time in my life, I never saw this before, but the Arizal says it. Right? Clark. You know there's a pasuk in the Megillah which I never understood, like Vayhi ka'amram elav yoyim vayoyim Vayhi bi'amram elav. Ever since I'm like, what is this? Be Amram and Ki Amram. Playing games here like Beis and Achav is 22. This is again connected to the 22 bowings that took place to Haman. Right? And how do I know Haman comes into this? It's a pasuk. What does Yankov Avinu daven for the Abish do before he's meeting up with the Esav of his brother? Hatzileini no miyad Rosh Tevis. Hatzileini no miyad. Haman. Ochi miyad Esav. Why? Pen yavai vikani. Hello? Yeah? Oh, yeah. Hatzileini no miyad is Rosh Tevis Esav. Miyad, how do you spell miyad? 54. What is 54? Every school child should know this. No, you went to the wrong school, my friend. How many times is Haman? How many times do you clap? 54 times in the Megillah that they say the name Haman. How many times, how many letters are there in the 54 letters of the B'nai Haman? Count it up when you're, whatever, sleeping. Right? 54, says the Rekia. Hatzileini no miyad. The 54, which is that with a hold, which have themselves. By the way, miyad is also given out, is also letters of Modai, where this whole story took place. And therefore we say, Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Ace, the Ace, Sorahi, Liyakov Deka, Umimena, Yivashaya, Mimena, scramble the letter to get the word Umiyama. Why not Yankiv? Because Yankiv is the Gilgal, was in this Galgal in Mordechai, and it was saved from Haman. Therefore you look in the Besairah, by Haman it says the beginning of his downfall, by the Mishnah of Esther, right? The Haman Neufel al Hamito. Where else does the word Hamito appear in the entire Tanakh? By him was Haman Neufel. By Yankov it says Vayishchazik Yisrael Vayishav al Hamito. Right? And therefore the pasuk says in Parshas Vayetzin. Right? The Abish promises, yeah, I remember I had a dream with my angels going up the ladder, you know, Vihine Anoichi Imoch, Ushmarticha Bechol Asher, Tail. Vavshi Mesicha Lodomar, so it's Ki, Loi, listen to the Seifi Tevis, Ezovcha, Ad, Asher, Ad, Asher, Im, Osisi, Eitzer Divati. So Seifi Tevis, Ezovcha, Ad, Asher, Im, Osisi, is Mordechai. I won't abandon you, right? Until I what? I fulfill Asher Es, right? The next Gilgul. And therefore later, Pashva Yishlach, it says, after the battle with the Strachar, with the Malach of Esav, what did the Pasuk say? Ve'emer lo yankiv l'sin Asher Tevis. Lo yankiv oy ye'omer, oy shimcha, ye'omer, reish, oy dalid, shimcha, chof, ki, im, Seifi Tevis, Mordechai. You know, even when your name is not going to be Yankiv, there'll be a time when you'll be called Mordechai. I will also Kisarisim, Malikim, Vemanoshim, Vatuchim. Okay? By the way, it says in Pasuk, Ya Yitzchak told Esav, Va'ata solna esk, solna kelecha, tel yicha chazal, that refers to Mordechai. Tzenemar, Va'yidlu is Haman, Aloetz. What's going on here? The emphasis chazal say in Medrash, Yitzchak wanted to spare Esav. And he told them, next time you come around in this world as a Gilgul, right? I want that Eden should not be under Ahasuerus, and you're just the secretary or whatever. They should be under Haman. And that will save Haman from his ultimate swinging on the gallows. But what happened was, Yitzchak Avinu didn't know that he wasn't giving the bracha to Esav, as he thought. He was giving the bracha to Yankov, right? So who is the first person who didn't know the difference between Yankov and Esav, which is otherwise known as Haman and Mordechai? Who is Mekayim Bepoil? Adol Yodah ben Or Haman the Baruch Mordechai? Yitzchak Avinu. Hello? You know why? There's an Alshak. When Yitzchak told Esav to go and hunt, what would he want him to bring? What kind of tzayin? He wanted him to bring a tzvi. Hello? You don't hunt sheep or goats in the wilderness. They don't hang out there. They're like in a flock in the back of your garden. Yeah? So Esav used to hunt Tzvi. Tzvi is a kosher animal. I'll get in fine. But Rivka gave Yankiv to do what? Gedi. Could you taste the difference between a Gedi and a Tzvi? Have you ever tasted a Tzvi, anybody? No. They taste differently. You know when... That's what I'm for. There's a thing. You know when they don't taste differently? When you just had dalal koisus. After dalal koisus, they're very similar. Kumtois, the whole thing that Yitzhak Avinu was enabled to the friendship between Aram and Baruch Mordechai, between Esav and Yankiv, who later in this galgul, right, was how? Because he had the wine. Therefore, and he was dressed up like whatever. How do we celebrate Purim? Adla Yoda with wine. Nafka with Tichbashis, etc., etc. This is just the introduction that we can begin to get moving. It says in Pos. This answer very well. Mordechai Yoda, Perek Gimel in the Megillah is dealing with what? The Gzeir of Haman. Perek Dalel start. Mordechai Yoda Eitz Kol Hashanas. You know all the machinations going on in the palace. How did he know? Says Rashi. Chaloy. Says Rashi. A dream. How do I know? Because I learned Lev Simcha. And the previous Ger Rebbe says, Mordechai Yoda, Yoda, the Gimashia Chaloy. And a dream. Great. Yeah? And therefore, what does he do? Vayikra Mordechai Spagadov. He rents his garments and he puts on sack of Efer and a Shreit Gival Tilon. So the Lev Simcha, the Ger Rebbe asks, maybe the Gemara said that every Cholom has Dvorim Betelim. So what's going on? Right? The emes is brought in the Rebbe. Hennich, emes speaks about everyone. The emes, Mordechai Yoda es Kol Asher. He knew everything. He knew about the Gzeira of Haman, Bashmari, but he knew also about the Yeshua. How did he know? Because the Abishur told Yankov Avinu, Ki Loi es Zofcha, Adar Sharam Sisi, HRD Barti Lok. And the whole sentence, Chazal say, the whole Mikra Megillah was given to Moshe and Har Sinai. But it was passed on B'lechisha, like leaders of the generation. And Mordechai was the tzaddik of the generation. He knew that there'll be Yeshua. Hello? Now, shtel zich the shayla, if there already is a hafdis, you need like 5 hours to discuss. So I'm reading this suyin, milchus tefillah, whatever. If Mordechai Yoda Eis Kol Asher Nas, he knew the whole story. He knows the ending anyway. Right? So what's right there? Was Baltasus on your garment? Hello? But that's what Mordechai told Esther. We're going to win. A rat, you're not going to be the one to be carried to Hashem, but the victory will be there anyways. But if he knew that it's all going to go well, so what's all the gewalt in the geshrei? There's various mahalchim in the same nekudas in Yisrach Moshin. Let me tell you a story. I'll answer it simply with a story. It happened quite a few years ago. In Tavshin, those who know Israeli politics, in Tavshin Lamazayin, the Likud won. The first time a revolutionary. And there was that people are generally more amenable to Yiddishkeit. From deswegen, the Sarah Mishpatim, the Ministry of Justice, was a guy called Shmuel Tamir. Have you ever read the book Perfidy, whatever? He was a former Eitzelnik, a Lechinik, and he was a right-wing guy, but socially he was liberal. He was a Freier guy. And there was a movement in the Knesset to legalize abortion, which eventually they did, Palot. And the Haredish Chavre Knesset were very good with Begin, etc. They were going crazy. So they decided to send a Mishlachat to Gewaldig Meisel. They decided to send a Mishlachat to the Sarah Mishpatim, who was the Reish from the Reish Halochim for a legalized abortion, to see if they can maybe change his mind. To change an Israeli's mind, B'chlau. You know, the guy in a gas station is very difficult. Change a guy, I'm a lumen, he's a lawyer, very famous guy. Anyway, they didn't know, they weren't, like whatever. They made a mishlachat of, Askonim, Chavri Knesset, and they also included a few rabbon. And they're going to go to speak to the Tamar Shpatim, see if they could get this guy to change his mind. Amongst the two rabbonim that were in this delegation was, what's his name? One of them was Rav Stern, who was the Rav in Ezra's Torah. You know, I'm talking about Rav Meni Sforim. He's the son of the Mashgiach of Kamenitz, no? Whatever. Moshe Stern's son. Right? And Rafal Levin, who was the son of Ari 11, Tzadik Mishlaim. Very holy man. And a few days before this meeting, so Rafal Levin called up this fellow and he says, "You listen, the meeting is goralit. It's one of the gimel averish yahorig val yavrit murder." But there are twos in the Yiddish and the Shlomo. Rachman al zayt a korban netzol, right? And it's very the sikuyim that will be successful in changing his mind is very close to nil. So he got a daven because the koyach of a yid is pet kol kol yankiv. That's what we. We, all the people going mishlachar have to daven for that slachar. And they daven gevalt. They were Mayrish Olimus, and they went in. The mishlachar goes into the Sarah Mishpatim, and Rafal Levin said, "Could I please give him the first to speak?" And he said, "I want to tell you a story, Sarah. You know, honorable minister, I want to tell you a story. It happened to my father about 11." And he said, "I'm only was sitting in the house, and there was a knock on the door, and a couple came in, and you could see they were not." Religious people don't shomer their mitzvahs, and they had a big machlokes. Shalom bayis problem, right? And they asked my father, whatever my father says, machriyado. What happened? The wife became pregnant, who's holding a child, and the husband at the time was beginning to be a medical student, right? And he decided that being a medical student together with caring for a newborn baby is a gate. He needs a lot of time and yishvadas. He can't. So he wanted his wife to have hapala, have an abortion, right? And she b'shum oifin b'toykiv didn't want it. They came to Ari Levin, who was very beloved in those Eitzel Nechi circles. I mean, the story told you to go view the Rav Asirim. He was once visiting the prison on Shabbos, and a guy was smoking a cigarette. He was a friar guy, and he saw Ari Levin coming. He swallowed the cigarette rather than break the Rav's heart to see him chal Shabbos. Again, as a connection to people. Anyway. So this couple who were like right wing, like Jabotinsky people, they heard that they went to Ari Levin for Zachroa. He'll decide. So he spent an hour with the couple explaining to them the entire kite of to bring down a Yiddish and the Sham to Beit Hazach, right? And how begashmi is at your old age when you need someone to push your zimmerfrein, you need someone to help you, right? And he spoke Dvarim Hayetzim Ben Alev Nichnosim Lev, and eventually the father agreed that they shouldn't go with abortion. And the baby should be born. And a while later, the baby was born. They had a bris. V'yikarei Shmoy B'Yisrael Shmuel Tamir. The son never heard the story. He gets immediately, in front of the mishlachet, he gets on the phone. And he calls his mother. And his mother was ma'ashered. The story is 100% true. And she explained it was difficult times. There's no parnasa, whatever. And if not for that Eitza, he wouldn't have been in this world. And there was six. And he says, as long as I'm the Sarah Mishpatim, there will not be a legislation in Israel that legalizes abortion. And kachav, as long as he was. When the Mishlachat was leaving, so Rav Stern turned to Rafal Levin. He said, "Ich verstehe nicht. You had the trump card, the winning lottery card, in your hand. Was it the Mishkiyah gemacht, and people should daven, etc., etc.? Right? You had like the ace." He said, "Without davening, the story that I told would have never had an effect on anybody." The vort here is something deep, and it's a vort that Rabbi Ruchim speaks at great length in the Sefer Das Torah. I could bring you many, many raises, but tzukim person. Even if a person would know, I'm Novi Hashem, bona fide card-carrying member of the Novi Club. He's going through all the Rambams, whatever. And he tells you, your tefillah will not be in this cup. Or he tells you, zozich nish, veit nish, club, nothing to worry about. It's already done. It's a done deal in Shemayim. They were good, it'll be all right. Von deswegen, without tefillah, it doesn't work. All shefa, even if it's a... There's a story told like Alder Zefer from the Imri Amos. I'll leave you with the story. I said this once in the past. The Imri Amos Pacific Shani married his niece. His sister's daughter, who was the daughter of Rebbe Meir Biederman, Sasemis is Aiden. So he married a niece. And she had mishpacha from her first family. Vahia Yoim, the his Rebbetzin's children, Mizivik Rishon, were called up, drafted in the Polish army, which is like Pasha that but Ruchni is the guy who's in the front. So even though by the MS every minute, every second was right, but the Rebbetzin had a time every day she did his correspondence, like a secretary work in his office. He had a moment and she went to cry to him, Rebbe Ratzin, right? And he said, you're the mama, you have to die. She came out of her husband, Tzubrochen, right? The Rebbe says you got it, the wife, the woman got a daven. You're like the Rabbishkov and Agrila. You got 100,000 chassidim in Poland. It's like bad news. She cried her eyes out, Tilim Yem of Alay, or whatever. Anyway, someone else came in, like Mschanin, maybe the Rebbe got a marshal. So she'll be right. They'll get out. They'll get a deferment. Anyway, Akitramasa, Vahiyayim, they get a telegram from the draft board. They're deferred. They're kicked out. They're not in the army. His Shviger, which is his sister, it's a different relationship, it's not an ordinary Shviger, it's also his sister. Here's what happened. So she turned to him and said, my daughter, your wife, was going crazy for 3 days, fasting, as though if you knew that they'll get it here, so why don't you tell her? You know, Baruch, you tell her, you're a rabbi, you have to do it. That's your business, right? Why don't you tell her, for 3 days, out of her mind? So this was the emes, and this is the emes of Vort, it's was emes from his father in three places. Three or four or five, all of it. Even when a person knows that the Avtocha from the Eibush of Amel, that the Yeshua will come, unless you daven, it doesn't happen. That's what Yeruchim says in Daftar. That's what Emes says. And this is the Vort that Purim is the idea of Kitoiris Achas Pashono. You can repoil everything, Dafka through the Kriyach of Tzil. The Eibush of Amel, we should use out the Ezrotzen of Purim to receive all that we take need. Bona chayim, bezoin erviyachim.